have an army.
We have a Hulk.
Welcome to episode 59 of We Have a Hulk. I'm Nika.
And I'm Chris.
And what are we going to be talking about in this episode, then?
We got some news, we got some trailers, we got some comics, because Free Comic Book Day, so those ones. And then interview with Christian Wildgoose, who is the current artist on Batgirl, and also listener questions.
Yeah, so let's kick it off with At Home with the Hulks. So what have we been watching or what have we been doing over the past couple of days?
We finished our breakfast bar.
Yay! Yes.
I like it, this looks good.
It's good,
hasn't fallen off yet.
No, so we haven't fallen off the stools, they haven't broken yet, so that's good.
Yeah, it's good.
They were quite fiddly though, weren't they?
Yeah, it took a while to put those together, but that's fine. They're done, so it's good.
They are done.
That's to be done.
Well, we have Free Comic Book Day on Saturday, so we went to Leamington Spa, which is very, very nice. We visited the good guys over at Spa Town Comic.
Yes.
Yeah, so also picked up an awesome Wonder Woman pop, which is pretty cool. I'm still on the lookout for the Star-Lord Chase pop, though.
Yeah.
Because that seems very, very rare, apparently. So it's one in six, I think, that have the mask on them, which are still on the hunt, so we'll see. Keep you updated. No one probably cares, but never mind. We've been playing some Pokemon Go. It's been a grass event this weekend.
And worst event ever, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been pretty terrible, hasn't it?
Very, very few grass Pokemon looking about, so...
No, not great.
No. But we did get the sun cones.
We got sun cones.
I don't know what the evolution's called.
No, but you need a sunstone or something.
That's true. We got enough candies, but we need the sunstone or whatever. So.
And we got some Chikoritas, so we got bay leaf, but we haven't got enough to evolve it again to whatever that evolution's called. I can't remember.
No.
Are people still playing Pokemon Go?
Well, some people probably.
Yeah, maybe. We've also been watching a couple of things. We saw a hilarious film the other day, didn't we?
Yes.
What
We Do in the Shadows.
I think.
Yeah, it's basically Flight of the Conchords, but with
like,
vampires.
With vampires, like a mockumentary, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a mockumentary. So
Was, I can never say this guy's name, Tahiti Waikiki, I think.
Takiti?
Yeah, we'll just say that. So the director who's done Hunt for the Wild People, which was really good.
Yes.
And also is going to be doing, I wouldn't say Hulk Ragnarok then. Thor Ragnarok. So, yeah, it's very funny. I think he actually starred in it as well as one of the vampires.
Yeah, was that him?
I don't know, maybe. But it was hilarious. If you want something that's funny, but also a little bit gory, I'd probably check that one out. I think it's on Netflix.
It was either Netflix or Amazon.
Yeah, but I enjoyed that. We've been catching up on Better Call Saul and Outcast.
Yes.
Better Call Saul is fantastic.
Both fantastic. I really love these shows.
Yeah.
I think Outcast is the kind of the horror thing that I like now.
Oh,
the horror show I like.
Interesting. Instead of, kind of supernatural.
Really, yeah, I'm starting to lose it with
lose
Supernatural,
faith.
Unfortunately.
Oh,
but
no.
Yeah, I really, really like Outcast. Would recommend. Yeah. What was the other one?
But don't watch it while you're eating dinner. I nearly threw up the other day. It was like this weird mummy zombie thing.
That was pretty nasty.
That was really nasty. We get some cool kind of flashbacks in Better Call Saul with our favourite Chicken Man.
Yes, Los Pollos Hermanos.
Yes, well, it's great to see Gus, actually. And like how he developed his relationship with Thingamabobby.
Bobby Mathingy.
Yeah, that one. What's his name?
What's his name? Mike.
That's the one.
Yeah.
He's got a weird last name, hasn't he? Salamanco. Wait, no, that's not it. Okay, I'm going to shut up now. Also, some fantastic TV this week. So, some reveals in The Flash. We finally found out who Savitar was. I'm not going to say anything because it is obviously loads of spoilers, but I have loads of questions. That's all I'm going to say. But it was finally good to see the reveal. Only, I think this was like episode 20 or something. Gets a bit frustrating after a while. Also, Riverdale found out who killed Jason Blossom, and it was actually a really good episode. I know you give me those looks, Chris, but it was actually really good. It was like Cluedo.
Okay.
But yeah, it wasn't Professor Plum with the candlestick. But yeah,
it was really good. I didn't see it, so I can't comment.
Yeah. We've also started Sense8. Because that is returned.
Yes.
So I think they have like a Christmas special that's like 2 hours long or something.
Yeah.
We got halfway through that.
Yeah, I think one of the characters changed.
One of the guys in the Van Damme. Yeah, which is a bit of a shame.
Yeah. It's a very strange show. I like it. It's a bit kind of hedonistic almost, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
There's just so many orgies.
It's all about their feelings. Okay. It's all about their feelings and just like doing whatever
they
whatever
want to they, do.
Whatever yes. pleases them, I yep. think. But I really enjoy it. I think it's a great show. So.
But yeah, the second series started on Friday in Netflix. So we're trying to catch up, really, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I think that's pretty much everything.
We also finished The Get Down.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to say that. Oh.
Man, that was pretty hard going.
That was a downer, right?
Yeah, I really like the show, but yeah, that's a sad way to leave it, really.
Yeah, that was quite sad.
Oh, well. I'd still recommend.
Definitely. It's an experience.
Yeah.
So, moving on to some news.
Nudes.
So 13 Reasons Why, one of the biggest and most talked about Netflix shows recently, has been confirmed to have a second series, which is a bit bizarre, right? Because I thought it was very self-contained as a series.
Yeah, I mean, you got your 13 Reasons.
You did, yeah.
And you got the kind of, it finished.
It did. It
was kind of a weird end.
It was kind of an open-ish completely wrapped end. Up, no.
But it was certainly final.
Yeah.
So, I think they could say some more stuff with it. I think it's a bit dangerous because it's like it was so good and then to like just keep plugging away at it could be a bit of a anticlimax. I don't know, but yeah, I really enjoyed it, so I'd watch more.
Okay, so season 2 will debut Netflix next year, and I'm not gonna say everything that has been written because it will spoil the show, but series creator Brian Yorkey said Hannah's story isn't over yet. She still has parents who still don't have the complete story.
Right.
So, yeah.
I guess it's more kind of like the pursuing justice and stuff. And
yeah, but we'll definitely watch it, maybe. Yeah. So, apparently, great news. We're getting possibly 4 spin-offs to Game of Thrones.
Yes.
That is crazy. I mean, I can imagine 2, but 4.
I can imagine 1.
One.
It's a bit, yeah, I don't know what I think about this. I mean, it's strange that they're all different people doing it as well. It's like,
yeah,
you kind of want the same people to do it, don't you? Because that's what makes it so successful.
Yeah.
Creatives behind it, so yeah, I think more stories from Westeros but different creators could be a bit weird, but we'll see. I mean,
they've got much source material to kind of cover, though, because they've got the whole history of everything, haven't they? They could do the battle between Robert Baratheon and Thingamabobby Targaryen. You know, when they fought in that big battle before Game of Thrones, and Robert Baratheon defeated him to become the king.
Right.
They've got that huge battle there. That could be amazing. They've also got Egg, and he was the squire with the knight. That's really good that there's been like a book about.
Duncan.
Yeah, Tales of Duncan Egg. So they could do a lot from there. So it's all about like knights and squires and like a knight's tale kind of thing, which could be pretty cool. Okay. But I don't know how they're going to get like 4 series from it.
Yeah, so these are the people doing it, are they?
Yeah, so we've got Jane Goldman, best known for her work on the Kingsman series, as well as X-Men First Class.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good.
That sounds good. Max Borenstein, he's playing Godzilla and Kong Skull Island. Oh.
Mm.
You could do something with dragons, though, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
The beastie one. Sure. Brian Helgeland, how do you say that? He's written A Knight's Tale. Oh, it's Knight's Tale. Perfect. Okay. Carly Rae. Carly Rae has written for Mad Men and the Leftovers. Okay. That could be like political sort of one.
Yeah, these are all big things.
Yeah. I mean, Game of Thrones is huge, isn't it? So you're going to attract pretty good writers, aren't you?
That's true.
But apparently there's still no kind of set timetable for these projects, which is a bit of a shame. So we don't know where we're going to get them. They said to probably expect more news post-Series 8. But yeah, I'm pretty excited. I think they've got so much scope to go with, and those writers sound amazing. So
yeah.
I'm going for like a Knight's Tale kind of one, and then like a sort of beastie one. So yeah, I'm really excited. What about you?
Yeah, I think if they keep them short, because I don't want to be committing to like 4 24 episode series.
Yeah.
It's quite. Yeah, I mean, it depends.
It depends.
I mean, if they're really great, then I'll be fine with that. But yeah.
Yeah, but how will you know?
Yeah.
We got our first look at Inhumans TV series, and also like a really ridiculously short teaser trailer with the guy who plays the bastard. It was just like saying words like betrayal, and we didn't even look at them. It was just like a little, you know, the stupid teaser things.
Yeah.
Anyway, what do you think of the what do you think of the look of them? Because there was definitely a reaction on Twitter that I partook in.
Yeah, I think the ones at the front don't look too great.
No.
I think they get better as they go backwards, maybe.
Yeah.
I think the main problem here is the picture. to be honest. I think it's thanks to lighting and everything. I think they could have made this look quite cool, but it just looks like it's been shot just with, like, you know, bad lighting or something. I don't know. Right. I feel like they could have done something just to make it look a bit more interesting.
I graded it
in some way.
Mm. I mean, you've read some of the comics, haven't you?
I read one, I think, briefly.
Yeah. I mean, for someone who's quite a big fan of the Inhumans, I am very disappointed, I'm going to say. Okay. I can't really say too much because, I mean, the show could be great and this is just a first look and it could be, like, pre-production or whatever phrase is. Yeah. But, I mean, Black Bolt is supposed to be amazing and he's got this amazing, like, headgear thing and, like, he doesn't look as I imagine Black Bolt would, and I was just like, because Black Bolt is such a, like, iconic character. And then you've got Medusa, who is another very iconic character with, like, this most ridiculous but amazing hair, and this just looks like a terrible wig. It looks like a bad cosplay, especially her character is the worst one, I think, to be fair.
I think some cosplayers could have done a better job than this.
But some of the ones we've seen are fantastic, so I'm just a little bit disappointed.
It's like, you know, I have that thing about CW and everything. They seem to hire very pretty people ahead of people that can really properly act.
Yeah.
I think, like, at least the front three look very much like from that ilk.
Well, some of the comments on Twitter were, it's like the CW, but without pretty people.
I think they've mixed it up. They've got the ones at the back look more real.
And the ones
at the front look more like the pretty people.
Oh, okay. Interesting. I think they have kind of gone for the CW sort of leather look, really, haven't they?
I'm
not keen, to be honest.
And
I'm definitely looking forward to it, but I just, they could have done this better, I think. But let us know what you think. So, we've had Emily Blunt has been confirmed for the Edge of Tomorrow sequel, but I think on terms of level of stupid titles, this could possibly be called Live, Die, Repeat, and Repeat. What do you think of this then, Chris?
Well, I loved the first one.
That it was really good, actually. I think it was one of those films that you don't expect to be that good, but actually it was really good.
Yeah, I really loved it. I thought it was fantastic. So I do want to see more of that.
Yeah.
I don't know where they can go with it.
It was kind of final. Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
But yeah, but the title is... I doubt that. I think that's just like some sort of weird, teasy thing that's not really true,
I think it's going to be... It could be one of those like fake titles.
Like a working title.
Maybe. But it's just ridiculous.
Live, die, rinse and repeat.
Exactly. That could mean a better one. Head and shoulders. So let's move on to some of the awesome trailers that have been released. So I think we've been kind of spoiled a little bit over the past week because we've had so many new fantastic trailers come out. So literally just this minute, we're recording on Monday afternoon and Blade Runner trailer has just come out. We've also had, I think it was like the MTV Awards on Sunday night, so they had quite a lot of trailers for that. They had Wonder Woman trailer, the final trailer. They had one for It, but I'm not going to watch that because it's terrifying and I hate clowns. Also, they had a clip from Spider-Man Homecoming, so that's pretty cool. We've also had teasers for Dunkirk, which, Christopher Nolan is like my hero director, so I'm really excited for that. But it's war, which is kind of depressing. So I don't know. Also, The Dark Tower, Stephen King. Which looks pretty good, Idris Elba. And possibly the one we are most excited about, which you haven't watched yet, surprisingly.
One I'm most excited about that haven't watched yet.
Yes, The Defenders. So let's quickly watch them and let you know what you think.
Yeah.
So we just watched the Blade Runner 2049 trailer. You don't look too impressed.
Oh, no, it looks great. Visually, it looks stunning. Yeah, definitely interested. I didn't love the first Blade Runner.
It's like a classic.
Yeah, I know. I've only seen it once. I feel like I do need to watch it again and just kind of consolidate my feelings on it.
Okay.
But for whatever reason, I watched it before and I didn't love it. But this one looks pretty damn good. So it's kind of making me think, I want to go back and watch that. Kind of remind myself what happened there.
What was it? Dream of sheep?
Yes.
That one.
Androids dream of electric sheep. No,
something like that. I remember having to watch it in Film Somethings, and this was one of my dad's favourite films, so I think I got made to watch it quite a lot. Okay. So, you know, I really enjoyed it. It was one of those question-y sort of movies, like, am I an android, am I not? Because there was that whole thing with, is it Descartes?
Yeah, I feel like I should really like this.
Yeah, it's definitely a maybe pure sort of street. Maybe I was
half watching it or something.
Maybe.
I don't know
this
why.
Could be our next film watch.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe. But yeah, we've got Ryan Gosling starring as the lead. We've also got Harrison Ford returning. How many more films has he got left in him? Seriously.
Hopefully he's, many.
Yeah, I know. But he's kind of getting on a bit for action films.
Yeah.
But they just announced him for Indiana Jones 5, right?
Yeah, he does seem to be playing kind of the older cat. You know, yeah. It's not like he's still like the main.
True. Okay, touche.
You know what I mean? He's the old guy. And yeah. People are going back to visit him kind of thing. Which, yeah. But so it kind of works in that sense.
It does. It looks amazing for me. It's got, well, it's not got, but Ghost in the Shell very much, I think, was based on Blade Runner.
Okay.
You can definitely kind of tell there's a lot of holograms. And Gerard Leto's in there. Is he a robot as well? He's like making these androids.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It looks really amazing, I think. You get the mystery, the vibe of sci-fi epicness.
Yeah,
it just looks really great.
Definitely.
So next up, we got our fourth trailer for Wonder Woman. So that's going to be the final one, obviously. It's June the 1st is how I hear. So what were your thoughts on this one then, Chris?
What were your thoughts on this one?
What were my thoughts? Not much that different, but I did enjoy it. We got some more shots of Chris Pine flying a plane, which was kind of cool. Got a little bit more humour with the lady from The Office. I can't remember her.
It's true.
Her name in this. But yeah, I think it looks pretty good. There's more colour in this than any DC film I've ever seen, which is great. Good steps forward.
I do think they're still really overdoing the kind of the blue-green kind of colour grading in places.
Yeah. It's... I mean, in comparison to Themyscira?
Yeah.
I already said that one. There's definitely a huge contrast between the two. Yeah. And it's almost like ramming it down your throat.
Yeah.
We are in the war here. We are in like a Greek goddess island here.
Just like tone it back a little bit.
Maybe a little bit. It looks great. I think. I'm super excited. Thankfully, I don't think they've done what they did with Batman vs Superman and put too much in the trailer. Because I remember they showed you the big bad, didn't they?
Yeah. You think there's going to be a different big bad?
I think so. I mean, they haven't shown you. What's Dr. Poison or something? Okay. We did get a little bit more of her, which was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah, what about you?
I feel like... It looks quite kind of standard as a superhero film, you know. I feel like it's given you most of the points there.
Yeah.
You kind of can follow along and know exactly
what's... Is there a superhero landing? maybe. I bet if you look back, there's probably one, right?
I'm sure there is. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not hugely excited for it. I'm more excited for it now than I was watching the previous ones,
good.
I think.
Yeah.
But I'll watch it.
By what I've kind of been reading on Twitter, the kind of initial reactions to what people have seen early, they said it's got a very big Captain America vibe.
Okay.
You know, the first Avenger, the first one. I can kind of gather that by the whole war setting and the kind of origin story and stuff. Yeah. But it's pretty cool.
And then Captain America isn't my favourites of the movies in the Marvel.
Surprisingly, I love Winter Soldier and Civil War. Civil War was really good to give it that.
It's okay.
Yeah. So we also had Dunkirk, and wow, that was pretty intense,
intense.
That was a really tense trailer. Masterclass in how to do a proper trailer, I think.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I mean, the whole clicking throughout it and the bomb ticking and it kind of got me there. I don't know about you, kind of sucked into it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it looks... I'm excited for this.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I don't know if I can watch this film.
I think, it's not... Yeah.
It's obviously not going to be a happy film.
No, exactly. But it does look great.
It does look great. Like,
you can tell it's going to be a great film.
Obviously, Christopher Nolan.
Okay.
We've had this argument before.
But whether I'll actually enjoy it.
Yes. I mean,
when I come out of it, I feel like it was a good watch and I should have seen it.
But you can appreciate the film and the craft behind it, but the story's going to be tough, right? What was it? 400,000 men got stuck on Dunkirk Beach and the basically sailors are trying to come and save them. And obviously there's going to be a lot of people exploding.
Yes.
But the cast looks fantastic. We've got Tom Hardy. We've got... How are you going to ever say this guy's name? Cillian Murphy? Harry Styles. What the hell?
Really?
Yeah, he's in it. He'll probably get killed off. definitely excited about this one. And we have the Defenders trailer. Ah, fantastic. right?
Fantastic, yeah.
Just fantastic.
Great. Really into it.
Yeah, super into it. Great soundtrack, Nirvana, yeah. Come As You Are. Yeah. We have all of them uniting. We had some great humour in that. So, yeah, so funny. Definitely. And we had an obligatory...
obligatory corridor scene.
Yes, of course.
Yes. I think that was... That looked good, considering that quite a lot of them will have to just be standing still. How are they going to all be fighting at the same... I don't know.
That's a good point. I just thought it was hilarious. It's great seeing them all together as well. And we've got Elektra's obviously going to be the big bad with the hands. She's returning. Yep. We've also got Ripley.
Yeah. Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah. Is she the big bad as well? She looks Is she pretty, part of the hand?
Something like that, yes. Yeah. I think Elektra coming back will actually be kind of interesting because she's presumably going to be a bit darker.
Yeah. Well, she was already kind of controlled by something, wasn't she?
Right.
Yes, and that's going to be interesting.
I'm excited.
And, oh, I can't remember his name. The one from Daredevil. I want to say Splinter. But not... you know the guy I mean.
Yes.
The one who taught Matt Murdock. Yeah,
no.
What's his name? Stick.
So,
it's close to Splinter. Well, he kind of reminds me of the same character in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, right? But yeah, super excited for this. It looks fantastic. I thought it was just hilarious when, like, Luke Cage and the immortal Iron Fist, when they met. And then he was like, so you're the guy with the glowy hand. And he's like,
I'm the immortal Iron Fist.
Yeah, and he's like, you what? It makes no sense at all.
I love how they got that in there. It's like they know what people have been saying. Yeah. And they still put that in there. That's fine. Dream. That's cool.
Nice. We also had the Dark Tower trailer. Now, I don't know about you, but I think this is right up my street.
Yeah, like it's got like a horror fantasy vibe. I never really read any Stephen King.
Yeah.
It was one of those ones that I felt like I should read. Yes. Never really got around to it.
Yeah, I started reading it, but it's really hard going. And I think I'm going to try and read it again, but it's very wordy and it's very sort of oldie-woldy.
Okay.
So, yeah, you've got to be in the right sort of... I think it's a very holiday book where you kind of have to read it, if that makes sense. But this looks fantastic, I think.
I don't think it looks great yet.
But I think it's a bit... Some of the gun things are a bit too showy-offy, I don't know.
Showy-offy. I think I can get behind that as long as it's like got that heavy fantasy element.
Okay.
Because it's definitely like, how do you believe that kind of stuff, you know? But as long as it's kind of suspend your belief. Disbelief? I never understood that phrase. Yeah, I think it was great. That line at the end was a bit weird.
Yeah, I don't kill with my gun, I kill with my heart. You know,
really?
Oh, wow, you sure sentimental person.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Idris, he's a fantastic actor. He's going to be great. Matthew McConaughey, all right. But I think he looks a bit magical, doesn't he? I mean, you've kind of got a mixture of like gung-ho sort of cowboy things mixed with... magical elements.
That's kind of cool, isn't it? I like the mix.
And I like the idea. It seems very Neverending Story, kind of. There's two worlds and they're kind of joined together by a magical tower.
Okay.
I'm up for this. I'm definitely up for this.
Yeah, definitely. Let's do it.
And lastly, we had some new footage from Spider-Man Homecoming, and this was from the MTV Movie and TV Awards.
Yes. So... yeah, I'm definitely going to... If it can maintain this kind of humour throughout the film, I'm definitely going to enjoy it.
Okay.
I think this was one of the better, like...
Clips.
Yeah. That we've had. I'm definitely into it now,
I really like... is Zendaya? Is that name Zendaya? You know, the character at the end where she's like, where are you going, Peter? What are you hiding? And then he's like, and then she's like, I'm kidding, I don't care. It was really funny.
It's really good,
I love his friend. He reminds me of Miles Morales' friend. Genki? I hope we say his name. I think they've kind of taken him and kind of put him in kind of Peter Parker kind of thing. But yeah, it looks funny. I loved how they were kind of arguing, but whispering, but going really hard. It was, just really fantastic.
It was funny.
It was. Yeah, that's it. It's crazy. Yeah. Just all flabby-wabby.
Flabby-wabby.
So out of all those trailers, which ones are you most excited for, then, Chris?
What did we see?
Okay, let's round it up. So we had Blade Runner 2049.
Yeah, definitely excited.
Wonder Woman.
Yeah, it'll be okay.
Dunkirk.
Yeah, it'll be good.
The Defenders.
Very excited.
Dark Tower.
Pretty excited.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, I'm quite excited.
Oh wow, this is very positive.
Very positive,
Chris. For me, that's a tricky one. Dark Tower looks amazing, actually.
Yeah.
Surprise! I am quite surprised about that. Defenders, obviously going to be my favourite, of course. Dunkirk, it's going to be super emotional, but a great film. Wonder Woman, super excited for. Blade Runner, that's going to be amazing. Spider-Man, they're all fantastic. Okay. I'm gushing right now. So let us know which ones your favourite were and what you're most excited about. Welcome, Chris Wargoose. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm good, thanks.
Good, good. So first question.
Sorry, I meant to say, how are you doing?
So rude. I'm fine, thank you. Yeah. bless. It's fine. So what inspired you to get involved in drawing comics?
I just kind of fell into it, really. I've always kind of wanted to draw comics since I was really young. Like, I always used to say I wanted to be a cartoonist, but not like seriously until, I guess, uni. I was studying just fine art at uni, and then a friend of mine who I did some concept work, because I started to want to be a concept artist for film, and then a director who I'd worked with said, so I've got a friend who wants, you know, a comic drawn, would you be up for doing it? So yeah, went for that and did a horrible job of it, and then just kind of through links just kind of fell into doing it professionally, really. Just sort of started to be a job I really like doing, so
wow, yeah, that's amazing, like by accident.
Yeah, I'm one of those really annoying people who's kind of made a job out of it by just purely doing it by accident. So it's worked out really well for me. But yeah. I love doing it, and I really like the craft of doing it. So can't argue with it really at all.
So who are your favourite superheroes where you're growing up?
So heroes that I really liked when I was younger was, so I used to just follow kind of superheroes and TV shows. So say like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, or used to have like VHS videos of them and stuff, and
nice.
Used to watch them all the time, like back to back, just the same episodes over and over again. But my brother's sort of taste in comics was a big influence, so he had a massive stack of 2000 AD comics, and I used to just be the worst sort of thing for a comic collector, is just pulling them out of the bottom of the pile and but those issues were not in a good state after I'd been reading them, so I don't know. I think, but he didn't look after them too well himself, but I think I made it 10 times worse. But yeah, so he used to read 2000 AD, so Judge Dredd and ABC Warriors and stuff like that. And then what else, he used to have Spawn, so he used to read Spawn at a far too young age to be reading all things and like clown, like get cut up and horrible stuff like that. But like I say, 2000 AD is probably way too young to be reading that as well, so yeah. So I think that one's Spider-Man and Batman. I mean, those are usual ones. But that was more like, I didn't really read the comics. It was just like, you kind of knew the hero and he was like a good hero to follow or like dress up as or something. Or Spider-Man was a good one. Like, I used to watch the animated series of Spider-Man and used to love that pieces.
That was great, wasn't it?
That theme tune. Yeah, so good. Like, yeah. Really good stories. Like, the whole, they did a really good job of the Mobius vampire one, Spider-Man. I used to remember that, and like Ghost Rider and stuff like that. They always made such really good appearances in that TV show. Yeah, so I kind of didn't really read the comics when I was really young, but kind of followed them in a way.
Okay.
So like followed the heroes. Yeah.
Nice.
For those.
Yeah. So how did you actually get to work with DC? So first, I think it was Gotham Academy and now Batgirl.
Yeah, so So I did a little short through Vertigo on the CMYK. They do like an annual book that's kind of short stories, and they base it on a theme every year, like a different theme every year. And I did the CMYK one with a guy that I do a comic with usually called Ben. He's a writer. And so we got asked by an editor at Thought Bubble Leeds. Will Dennis, the editor, came over to us and asked us if we'd like to do something for that. It was basically, we got given a story to do with Yellow, so we did a little short story for that. And then, because DC and Vertigo are basically like the same company, but obviously they do different things, and so the editors of that knew me, editors of DC knew me through that, and I think Becky Cloonan recommended me for the Gotham Academy stuff originally.
Nice.
So I think the editors asked me over, like, were interested in me doing something for DC. Oh, and I'd been given a book for Vertigo, which has since like been dropped, like before we even got off the ground, because one of the editors, we had two different editors and they both left Vertigo.
Oh.
Pretty much within weeks of each. So one was my wife's having to remind me of names. Shelley Bond was the main editor, like the editor of Vertigo.
Nice.
So yeah, she was on it, and she ended up obviously leaving the company, and so they reviewed all of the books, and that got dropped. So, but straight away after that, the DC people were like, "Do you want to do something like now?" Yeah, so I said, "Yeah, I'd love to." And they basically, offered me whatever I wanted. Well, they said, "What do you want to do?" And first thing I said was Batgirl, and they said, "Do you want to do Batgirl?" And so, yeah, so that, it's kind of like, again, it's just kind of like linked from one person to another. I've just kind of fallen into jobs, really.
Yeah. Oh, so lucky.
Yeah, sorry, really long story of just how it's worked, but that's like the way it's worked for me, really. Some other people, you know, like put submissions in constantly and, or, you know, get jobs through like submitting how they do a story or something like that.
Yeah. So yeah. Be friends with you, basically, is the moral of the story.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. No. I don't think I'm a good link for anyone else to get into the job. I think I'm just somebody who's just fallen into it, just stumbled in.
Nice. So are you currently working on issue 10 at the moment, or?
I finished issue 10 literally a couple of weeks ago because I'm just doing pencils, and then I'm literally just laying out, doing the layouts for issue 11 right now. Yeah, so just on 11.
Nice. So can you tell us anything about issue 10 at all, like a teeny bit?
I take it you've read 9 then.
Yes, yeah.
You know how it ends with
the penguin.
Obviously spoilers. So the penguin shows up at the end. So yeah, there's a bit of an exchange between Batgirl and the penguin in the first bit of it. I don't think it's going to be what people think it is.
Oh, okay.
Because, like, yeah, there's a showdown, but it's not the kind of showdown that a lot of people expect.
Interesting.
It's usually one of those ones where I read the script and I was like, oh my God, really? Like, this is what I do. So, yeah, I mean, there's a hint on the last page.
Okay.
What they do.
Do they like team up? Interesting.
I won't say any more of that because it'll spoil the surprise. Because it's a fun thing.
Yeah.
So it's good though. So I think that's all I can say really about the next issue.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So are you excited about, you know, that there's going to be a Batgirl film directed by Joss Whedon?
I am. Yeah. I mean, I'm a Joss Whedon fan myself, really.
Yeah.
I love his stuff. Like, I'm a big Buffy fan, and he just seems to nail anything he ever does with characters and stuff. He's a genius. So I can't imagine any sort of high profile person that are probably better for it, because he knows how to write female characters and give them, you know, like good qualities and doesn't sideline them in any way. You know, I think if you look at any of his work through Buffy, you just see that he knows how to write young females really well and give them good life and stuff. So yeah, I'm totally excited about it.
Do you have anyone in mind that you'd like to pick as Batgirl? Or
me and my wife Laura are literally talking about that like the night that it got announced and who we'd think. And obviously, the typical sort of redhead actresses come up like straight away, like Emma Stone as well.
Yeah.
Who else we said?
Ygritte.
Oh, the I think our favourite was the girl who played Ygritte from
Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
She's
a total badass anyway, and like in that. And obviously, she's redhead naturally. But I mean, I don't know. Emma Stone's not my favourite. I love Emma Stone, but she's not my favourite to do it because I think she's too petite for it. She doesn't look like somebody who would be a fighter full time. I don't know.
Yeah.
But like, say the Ygritte girl looks like she like could easily beat him up. I don't know. I don't know. I think, you know, with a bit of hair dye, any awesome actress could take on the role, really. But I mean, I think they'll surprise us with somebody. There is a favourite, isn't there? Or like somebody who's kind of massively hit.
Yeah.
Hinted that she might be.
I think an actress from
but
the
I don't 100. Know any of her, yeah. I don't know any of her stuff, though.
No.
So I couldn't say, but yeah. Anyone, to be honest, if anyone's a badass and just like nails being a young female really well, like it's somebody who brings life to it, because I think it's got to have a bit of joy to it being Batgirl, especially, I don't know, if they're doing it on the Gail Simone run. Like, I've not properly read much of the Gail Simone stuff, so I don't know too much of what her character was like, if she was, you know, bright and bubbly as she is in the newer run.
Mm.
Like Rebirth run or the Babs Tower one. I'm not totally sure what she was like before, but I think if they're hiring Joss Whedon for it, I can imagine they're going to give it quite a lighthearted theme, maybe.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
because I think they've tried the really dark end of DC stuff.
Yeah.
Like the films. And I think they've possibly gone too far with it and they're starting to maybe undo it a little bit or take it back. But I mean, I quite like the dark stuff, but I don't know. I think if it's Batgirl and if they do the whole she got shot by the Joker thing, they're going to have to kind of handle it nicely and give it some joy in there and like a happy end.
That might be a little bit too dark.
Yeah, no, I'm totally looking forward to it.
Awesome. So are you reading any of the Rebirth comics at the moment? I mean, do you have a favourite?
I'm reading Batgirl.
Of course.
I'm really bad at reading comics at the moment. I mean, I tend to be one of those annoying people who buys a lot of graphic novels and stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't actually read much of the Rebirth stuff. No, I don't think I'm more reading Spider-Man for Marvel at the moment.
Shocking. Because
I love the artist. Yeah, Sarah Pichelli. Yeah, I'm reading the enemy rather than the place that I actually work for. But yeah, no, I haven't read any of the Rebirth because it doesn't really, like at the moment, it doesn't really factor into what we're doing with Batgirl or anything. So I don't have to read it for the job. But I mean, I'm not actually reading it.
That's all right. So what would be your dream comic to work on?
Oh, God. Well, I mean, I'm there at the moment with Batgirl.
Oh, nice.
So I think if I could do a proper run of Gotham Academy, that would be really good because I really like the setting and the characters of Gotham Academy. But I suppose it doesn't necessarily have to be an existing one, I guess. So I don't know. I don't know because I don't know if you'd know any of my other work that I do. I do a book called Porcelain.
Yeah.
And that's more like gothic-y sort of story, like and setting kind of things and dark fairy tale type theme to it. So that's where I'm more naturally at.
Okay.
Drawing kind of stuff. So I don't know. I'd really love to do something slightly more Eastern kind of style stuff. So like Japanese kind of settings and stuff like samurais and stuff. Because I absolutely love Ninja Scroll.
Nice,
one of my favourite mangas. And like doing something in that kind of dark fantasy samurai world would be really cool. Or I don't know, I'm a big fan of like Hammer Horror. So I'd love to do an adaptation of a Hammer Horror film maybe or something.
This is something a bit gory really cool. Or Japanese.
Well, I'm not a big gore fan.
Oh, okay.
But like, you know, kind of monster kind of, like just kind of like scary monster kind of things or I don't know, something like that, I guess. Or like Penny Dreadful.
I actually love Penny Dreadful. Yeah.
There is an actual Penny Dreadful comic at the moment, isn't there?
There is,
I don't think my style's really suited to what they're doing with it. Aww. So I don't know. But any of them, really.
Yeah. So last one, are there any upcoming projects you're working on that we can look forward to reading anytime?
Well, obviously I'm on Batgirl, which is ongoing, and I'm on the next arc of that as well. So I'm taking 2 issues off. I'm having a little break for a couple of issues, and then I'm on the next arc after that. And at the same time as working on Batgirl, I'm finishing up on the third Porcelain book.
Oh, nice, yeah.
Well, it's Porcelain Ivory Tower. So that's why I'm only doing pencils on Batgirl at the moment, because I'm penciling and inking this other book at the same time as doing Batgirl. And it's, so getting a bit of help with that. So those two things at the moment, really. That's enough.
So do you have a release date for Porcelain, the third one at all?
We've got a rough sort of late 2017 because it's just been pushed back because of me being so rubbish at getting stuff done. I'm supposed to have it completed on my end in the next 2 months. So it's roughly late 2017. But it should definitely be this year. So yeah.
Great. So I look forward to reading that hopefully by the end of the year.
Well, I'd say almost definitely, but I think my editor would kill me if I said it's definitely going to be out this year. But so look forward to them. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So thank you very much for coming on the show.
No, thank you. Thanks for having me.
And I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, you too.
Cheers.
Yeah,
all thanks. Right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So it was that time of year again. On Saturday, May the 6th, it was Free Comic Book Day, and we went over to a couple of comic stores, bought a couple of things, because you've got to remember these aren't free for the retailers.
Right.
So always make sure you kind of support your local comic book people and buy stuff at the same time. Yeah. Don't be that guy that goes in and grabs all the free stuff. So we picked up a great selection here. So we got Star Trek Next Generation, Mirror Broken. That's got to win the best cover award, right?
Yeah, I really enjoyed this one. Should we just go straight on?
Yeah, sure.
I really loved Star Trek Next Generation. So yes, that was kind of the first one that kind of grabbed me when I was just looking at it. I really enjoyed the story. It's kind of like a whole, it's a mirror universe.
Yeah, it's like alternate reality sort of thing.
It's a universe where the Federation is not the Federation. It's like Earth is a more warlike species. And everyone's kind of turned into the situations of their birth have given them different kind of characters.
Personality.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, looking at it, it's hilarious because, like, Picard has, like, muscles, right? Yeah, and he's got, like, this sleeveless top.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really funny. Okay.
And the sash.
And a goatee. Funny. Yeah, the sashes. I'm not sure about those. They're quite funny. We've got Data, and he seems like a bit of a cyborg, right?
Yeah.
So I thought that's kind of interesting. He's
added, like, Borg-looking technology to himself, which is interesting.
Mm. Yeah. And so basically it follows the engineering guy. What's his...
Is it Barclay? Lieutenant Barclay?
I think he was
in some of the episodes in the show.
The lowly engineering fella.
Yeah, he was like, I think he was like a, yeah, more of a, he was a lieutenant at one point, wasn't he? I don't remember. Mm. But yeah, he was cool in the show, I liked him.
But it's weird how they've kind of changed the whole even intro thing as well. So it says space, the final frontier. These are the voyages, the ISS Enterprise. It's continuing mission to conquer strange new worlds, to enslave new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before. I really enjoyed it. I just thought it was quite upsetting. These are my characters.
Yeah, I wouldn't like them to do a legitimate Star Trek show and do it like, this is the universe of Star Trek and these people are dickheads. That would be terrible, because the cool thing about Star Trek is, like, it's not a dystopian future.
Yeah.
Everything's perfect for the humans and we're off going, like, brokering new peace and stuff around the universe is pretty awesome. But this I can kind of get behind because it's like an alternate universe and it's like, yeah.
So the big question is, would you read more of this if they did more?
I think I might do,
Okay. Mm. I mean, I really liked it at the end. They put extra details in. They did like designing and the costumes and it was really cool. I really don't know what's going on with those sashes though. They are a bit bizarre. And they have these awesome posters and stuff they designed. They're going to do they're doing a number of different, so it's IDW, and they're doing like a Star Trek Boldly Go one, which kind of follows on with the main series at the moment, the films. Yeah. They're doing Star Trek Green Lantern, which is slightly bizarre, and I think they're going to carry on with this Star Trek The Next Generation one, we might pick up a couple soon.
Yeah, might get a couple soon, that's good. Okay, next.
Next, so Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty. Yeah, we've only just started watching the show.
We have, yes.
Watched a few episodes, but yeah, I really enjoy it.
Where are my balls?
we read this together and we kind of took it in turns. We did all their voices. it was pretty funny. I really enjoyed it.
I love this issue. This is possibly one of my favourites out of the Free Comic Book Days. It's just so fun and irrelevant and just irrelevant. Crazy. Is that the right word?
Irreverent?
That's the one.
Irrelevant. It's just so irrelevant.
This is a new word. They had these kind of, it was all about this timey-wimey character, right? And they kept putting in time puns and it was pretty funny, but silly. I just love how it's just so, there's just so many different, like, monsters and designs, and it's just so out there, but it's hilarious. And I loved this as well.
What was he called?
I can't remember, but Katagami. Initiate battle mode.
Yeah, that's cool.
just great. And they just go to so many different crazy worlds, and it's just so much fun. And they had, it's quite, what's the word? Self-deprecating? It's like breaking news, insert clever news title pun.
Yeah.
It's just, really funny. What do you think?
I really connect with Rick, you know?
Really?
I like how he just...
Wait,
like...
which one's Rick?
This one, right?
The old grandpa, yeah, guy, right? Yeah. Okay.
He's just always burping, doesn't care about anything.
Always drunk.
Like, yeah. And yeah, he has a lot to say about society.
He does, actually. It's quite good. Yeah. It's really, really clever. So this is Morty, right?
Yes.
Okay. So his grandson's dad, is basically was trying to make him get a job, right?
Yeah.
And then he was like, society and la 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 and stuff.
It's quite clever because his parents are the normal ones. They're the parents that are like, yeah, you should go get a job and all this stuff. And then these two are like, I just really like the relationship. Yeah. It's great. It's really cool. Okay, next.
So, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes.
Also, the Defenders. Like, a teeny tiny bit of the Defenders. So, what did you think of this one?
I don't know. I didn't really follow along that well. I think it was, quite short, wasn't it, and stuff.
Yeah.
It doesn't... Because I've only really seen the films, it didn't really click with me because, they all look different and stuff.
They do look slightly different, yeah. The main one is Drax. He doesn't look very Drax-like. Well, no. I mean, he probably does look Drax-like. Right, exactly. But not the one we know.
Not the one we know.
But, I mean, it was hilarious. I mean, Drax, he's called the Destroyer, right? But in this, he's like, I am not being the Destroyer anymore. And then Star-Lord was like to the... They're basically in a prison trying to break out, right, with the Nova Corp. And basically Star-Lord was saying, Drax the Destroyer, have you heard of him? He's going to beat you all. You should surrender now. And then they kind of gave him the weapons. And then Drax was like, I am a pacifist.
I will not hurt any of you.
Yeah.
Don't put down your weapons.
It was quite funny. And then you had Baby Groot, and there were some good moments with Baby Groot. But on the whole, I think it was setting up issue one, because they're doing a now, sort of, they're doing a new run, and it's going to be issue one. And I feel like it was kind of setting that up. And if you hadn't been reading it, it's not a great jumping on point.
Yeah.
So, yes. But The Defenders was good. Yeah, he did. Yes. So it was Jessica Jones Diamondback. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. So, yeah. It was great to see them all together in comic bookness. But yeah, I feel like with some of these free comic book days, they kind of shove as much as they can in.
Yeah.
So it's
obviously
trying
to get you to get the new new runs of things, isn't it? So it's just clever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was okay.
Yeah. And last one, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. This one was very confusing.
I didn't follow along with this at all. I was just kind of dozing off, I think.
So it was basically about Krang?
Yes. Also, halfway through reading this book, a cat came into our garden and murdered a bird.
Oh, that was awful.
Pretty awful.
So horrible. Oh. Anyway, yeah, that was quite traumatising. So it basically, they were working with this robotic person from another dimension or some universe or something, and they were basically talking about how they defeated a load of, you know, the stock Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle villains and stuff. And then it was, they captured Krang, but then this weird tentacle robotic thing came along.
Yeah, there was a lot of names and stuff in this which I didn't quite know and things, and it was, yeah.
It was a lot of fun, though. I mean, they had some fire and they had some fights, and I love the humour. And I think if it was more of a run, you'd probably enjoy it a bit more.
Yeah, maybe.
If that makes sense. So yeah, after all those, which one was your favourite?
Well, I think probably Rick and Morty was my favourite, actually. Oh. And then I did really like the Star Trek one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they were great.
I also read some more of them, actually. So I got Secret Empire. So that's the, also Peter Parker, the Spectacular Spider-Man. They always try and cram two in, which kind of annoys me with Marvel. Mm. Yeah, this was really good. I can't get over the ending. And I'm not going to say, because I don't want to spoil it for all you guys, but what?
Really? In a free comic book, they did a crazy ending.
They did, yeah. Yeah. Normally, with Marvel ones, they kind of set up the next big event, because last year's free comic book day, it was the Civil War, too. Oh. So, yeah, that's definitely worth a read, I think.
Okay.
I Hate Image. I love this one. It's just insane. I mean, so basically it's I Hate Fairyland by Scotty Young. He's one of my favourite artists. But he was going through... Well, his character was going through the Image universe.
Mm.
So it referenced Walking Dead, and it did the whole black and white panels.
The piss out of everything.
Yeah,
it
was hilarious. I mean, it's all colourful, and it looks like it should be this princess like character.
Mm.
But she's whacking people's heads off and with guns and stuff. And yeah, I loved it. I love, that kind of thing. Also, Riverdale, which I still yet to read because I fell asleep last night. And halfway through Betty and Veronica, and I'm actually really enjoying that one. It is quite funny. It's told from the perspective of Jughead's dog, which is interesting. And last one, Exo Manowar. I got the review PDF, and that was quite good, but very short again. Very, very short. It's just setting up the new run, because there's been issue one and issue two. A lot of people have been recommending it, and it's come up quite a lot in their favourite comics. So I did actually read that, and it's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. So, yeah. tell us, let us know what your Free Comic Book Day favourite was.
Yeah, what are your favourites then?
My favourites? Well, that is tricky, actually.
Well.
Well, I really liked I Hate Image. I thought that was pretty good. And I really liked Rick and Morty. And I also really liked Secret Empire.
Okay.
So, yeah, any of those. I, for some reason, I can't find any DC ones. So, sorry for the lack of DC. Not that I hate them, but yeah. I mean, they had the Wonder Woman one, but I think I've already read that. So, okay. I think the other one was Injustice, but I couldn't see it. So, my bad.
Listen to question time.
You forgot about that for a minute there, didn't you? You were like, So we asked you guys on Twitter if you had any questions for us for our Q&A. So let's kick it off with Spartown Comics at Spartown Comics. They said, what were your top picks from Free Comic Book Day 2017? So I think we kind of covered that, right?
Covered it. So, but for me, it was Star Trek and Rick and Morty.
Yeah. For me, I think I Hate Fairyland, Rick and Morty, and Secret Empire.
Yeah, cool.
Basement Condition at Beemunt Condition. Oh, thanks for the comics, by the way. Check them out. Basement Condition at Beemunt Condition asked, with all the Batman-related movies that have been announced, is there a Batman character you hope to see in live action? Ooh. So we had a couple of questions, I mean, a couple of answers to that one, if that helps. So SDGS, South Taiwanese Geek Squad, said we would like to see Hush, aka Thomas Elliot, given a shot. Which is, they recommend this graphic novel, Hush. A lot of them have, and I think it's got to be one that we read in a future episode, I think. Nerd Chatting put a picture of Condiment King, just because. So I think for me, I would love to see Condiment King, because it's just hilarious. Yeah. Just a ridiculous character. And also Red Hood, as I said before.
Okay, yeah, for me, I think Condiment King would be really funny. I think there were a lot of, like, the lesser known kind of bad guys in Lego Batman.
That's the one.
Let's see some of those.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what, we've got them all down here. There was, like, a Orca Man and a Spaceman thing. Yeah, just some of the silly ones, I think, would be great. So Mark Nation of Nerds at Nation of Nerds asked, what's the one movie you would stop your day for to see on TV?
Interesting. It's kind of weird, because when a movie comes on TV, you watch it, don't you?
You do. Like, you're like, oh,
I've got it on Blu-ray, but I'm just going to watch it on TV.
I think we had that recently. When was it, Easter? We had Guardians of the Galaxy, and I was like, oh, I've got to watch this.
We must stop even everything and watch
this. We've got it on Blu-ray. Yeah. Crazy. I don't know. It's a difficult one. It depends what mood I'm in. Chris, have you got a Star Trek?
Star Trek type things. Like the One Man vs. the World stories. Okay. So like Matrix and Equilibrium and stuff like that. So those would probably be my ones.
Yeah, probably Star Wars.
Yeah.
Let us know what yours is. So Tom Sheffield at underscore chef said, what did you think to the Defenders trailer earlier this week? And who's your favourite Defender? P.S. There's only one correct answer to the second one, but an acceptable second. And he put a picture of Daredevil. So no pressure there.
I think Daredevil was probably the best of the series for me. Did really like Jessica Jones. I also really liked Iron Fist. Didn't like Luke Cage. So, I don't know who my favourite one is.
For me, it's definitely Deadpool top, right?
Yeah.
Very closely followed by Jessica Jones. Yeah, and then I think Luke Cage and Iron Fist are, like, always very similar together.
I'd put Iron Fist up, like, underneath the other two, and then Luke Cage way below. Just based on the shows, not necessarily the characters themselves, but...
Touché. But, yeah, super excited. We said in our trailer cover thingy, but, yeah, really, really excited.
Yeah.
So Nerd Chatting at Nerd Chatting said, are you enjoying the Invincible comic book? Are you going to keep it going? Are you? yes, I am enjoying it. Chris, you haven't started yet.
No.
The only thing is, I mean, there's a lot of issues to get through to catch up, and they're very small. And they're about £10 a pop, so it's I'll get there one day. Maybe if I get them on Comixology, they might be cheaper.
That's crazy. Yeah. Okay.
So definitely, yeah, really enjoying it. I keep going, but when I get the time and money, I think. So Ben Idiot is at Ben underscore nerdchat said, what holidays are you taking this year and what's your dream holiday destination other than Italy? Poor Chris, you suffered Italy a lot of times.
Yeah, so this year we're going to Canada. We're going to the west side.
West coast.
West side. And we're going to go to, like, Vancouver, and then we're going to kind of do a tour inland, aren't we?
Yeah, Jasper, Banff.
Banff to Jasper? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's going to be good. So it's, like, British Columbia and Alberta and everything.
Yeah. And go on a bear hunt.
not a bear hunt.
Oh, no, oh, no, 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 no. You know, looking for bears, yeah. No. I do not condone.
No, we do not condone hunting.
No,
I'm
not
afraid.
At all.
Yeah, what I'd like, where I'd like to go, I'd like to go to, like, the more exotic places. I'd really like to go to kind of the Caribbean. Caribbean?
Caribbean. I think that's American. Caribbean.
Caribbean. Yeah, and I'd like to see kind of South America and...
that would be good. You want to go Machu Picchu, don't you?
That's yeah, that'd be cool. That's... where ones. Is that? That's like...
Mexico. Yeah, we're terrible.
Next to Bolivia. Peru? Yeah.
Peru,
yeah.
That's the one.
And let's see those things, yeah. And yeah, and Mexico and stuff. That would be really cool, yeah. Let's go see this place. Also, Australia would be great. And New Zealand.
Yes.
Lots of places, let's see.
We could talk about this for a long time. We've got a long list. For me, I think New Zealand is a huge one for me. I would love to see Hobbiton. That's one of my top ones.
Hobbiton?
I love to see the All Blacks play rugby in New Zealand. That would just be fantastic, I think. Like proper rugby, as you would say.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, Australia would be fantastic. I think Mexico would be really great. My sister and her husband have actually just booked Cuba, and I'm actually quite jealous of that. That sounds amazing.
We can still go to Cuba.
So, more of the kind of exotic-y places, because we've done Europe quite a lot, haven't we?
We've done a lot of Europe. There's still some places we
need to go to Amsterdam.
I'm not so big on the kind of city breaks, but Nicola does like those, so maybe. Yeah.
Also, like Austria and Germany and Switzerland, that'd be good. So, yeah, maybe, see some of the mountains.
Maybe do them all as kind of like a road trip type thing or something, that'd be all right. Or, what else is there? Haven't been to Cyprus yet.
No, that is true. We do need to go to Cyprus.
Also, like the Canary Islands would be kind of cool.
They seem a bit windy and boring.
Maybe a bit windy. No, I'd still want to see those.
Okay.
What about Crete? I want to see Crete.
We've been to Greece. Anyway, sorry, we're going on about... We've been to Greece, a couple of times. We went to Corfu. Okay.
Yeah.
I hope that's enough for you. We've answered your question. South Devon Geek Squad at South Devon Geek said, what is your favourite computer game? Well, I think this is one for you, Chris, really, isn't it? We did the Jack and the Geek Store.
We did the
article.
Yeah, so you should check that out, because there's some good games on there.
There are.
Jackandthegeekstalk.wordpress.com. The latest community article.
Good memory.
I think that's it, right? I hope that's it.
I'm going to say yes.
My favourite is Diablo 2. But then I read through that article and I kind of realised a couple of others. But I think Marcus's one was a really good one.
Oh, your Kingdom Hearts. I was reading it and I was like, oh, Chris will love that.
That was another kind of life-defining game.
Oh.
Not because... Probably just because of what was going on at the time. I was doing my GCSEs.
Okay.
And the whole time I wasn't actually in the exams. I was just playing that game.
Aww.
So, yeah, it kind of kept me going through that period, I think. Yeah.
So emotional connections.
Yeah, I think so. What else? There's a couple of
World
ones
Warcraft?
That I really like. World of Warcraft was a game I played a lot, but it kind of toys with you, I think. It makes you keep playing through obsessive kind of. Yeah, it's not. Yeah, I don't know. What about you?
I think for me, I put like a super old one because I thought it was the kind of game that kind of got you into games, if that makes sense.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know if it was anyway. Anyway, I really love like Assassin's Creed and Arkham Asylum.
Yep.
Those kind of games. I don't know what they're called. Do you know what they're classed as?
Like fighting.
Like action-y, first player.
Open world-y kind of
things. Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I never really got into open world games. Okay. I kind of like Rails. I like to be led through a story.
Right.
I don't... Yeah, open world. I get why people like it, I think. But for me, I just I like to have a story that I go through and it's got a finite end. Because when you have... When you have an open world, it's like you could just play this game forever.
There's no defined ending.
And so then it's, I kind of just feel guilty playing it because I feel like I should be doing something else.
Also, Super Mario Brothers, of course, on the Wii. You spent a long time playing that, didn't we?
That was great.
Such a great game.
But very, very
samey.
No, I mean I love it. I love it. But Yeah, it got really kind of intense at times, didn't it? Frustrating.
Yeah, yeah. Very intense.
The difficulty just seems to go up and up, and also, you know, you die and then you have to start again, and it's like the whole, it's like torturing yourself, isn't it?
Yes. But at the moment, we absolutely love the football with the cars.
Rocket League.
Rocket League, that's the one. It's just so much fun. We play it with your friends, so it's kind of like a socially thing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. We get together and we play that. Against random computer peoples. Yes. Not computer peoples.
No, normally better than us.
Online players.
Yes.
Yeah. We do okay.
We do okay.
If anyone wants to challenge us, we should get two teams together. Yeah. We should get like a community Rocket League game going.
That would be fun. Yeah.
Record it and put it on YouTube.
Yeah. So last one, Jack and the Geek's Dog at Jack Geek Dog asked, having had the first look at the Inhumans TV show, what is the crappiest live action superhero costume? I feel like I need to do some research to fully answer this question.
Yeah.
But so far, the only one I can think about is, you know, George Clooney's one with the nipples, the Batman nipple suit. I mean, what would you put nipples on it? What function does this serve?
What was that one called, that movie?
Like Batman and Robin?
Batman and Robin, I think. Yeah. But I guess there's the kind of really crap ones that you kind of remember fondly, like the original Batman series.
Right.
Just wearing like the underoos, basically, wasn't it?
Yeah, underoos.
Underoos.
So having a look at some of them, I think Cyborg from Smallville was pretty bad. That doesn't look cyborgy at all. Also, Captain America from 1990 film. not great.
I think these things, they look great on the page, but then actually trying to kind of turn that into something that looks cool for TV or film is quite a difficult thing. They've been pulling it off lately.
True. Also, Halle Berry's Catwoman wasn't particularly great. What's with all the rips in the trousers? So yeah, I think that was pretty much all the costumes, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, thanks everyone for sending in your questions. We absolutely love them, so keep sending us them. Thanks very much for listening. We really hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you want to get in touch with us, send us some listener questions or some recommendations. How do they go about doing that then, Chris?
So you can contact us on
Twitter.
You can contact us.
Twitter.
You're such a quitter. You can contact us on Twitter. That's where we're most active.
Yeah.
At We Have a Hulk Pod.
We Have a Hulk Pod. Yeah.
We Have a Hulk Pod.
Yeah.
You can find us on Instagram and Facebook / We Have a Hulk Pod.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also on YouTube. So if you like videos like unboxings and whatnot, and trailer breakdowns maybe, then you can find us on YouTube.com/ We Have a Hulk.
Yes.
Is there anything else?
And if you want to email us, just send us one at wehaveahulkpod@gmail.com.
yes.
So next week, we got a really super busy week this week actually, so we're gonna be doing a lot of things. So tomorrow, or yesterday when this probably comes out, visiting Russell Brand, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Russell Brand doing his tour. What's his tour called?
Rebirth, something like that. Wednesday we're seeing the unlimited screening of King Arthur.
Yes.
Which looks okay. I think it might be all right.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. And Friday, we are going to see Alien Covenant.
Woohoo!
Super excited about that one. Definitely. So that'll definitely, I think, be our next film next week.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I've got Hindu at the weekend, so I don't know whether we'll be on time again this week, next week. So
life getting in the way.
Yeah, life is super getting in the way. I mean, we should have recorded this one at the weekend, but we were too busy and it was too nice a day. So, So life. But yeah, thank you once again for listening, and we hope to see you again. Bye.
Bye.
This has been a production of the GWW Radio Network. Please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. Also, check out Geeks Worldwide at thegww.com for all the latest news, reviews, and opinions on video games, comics, movies, TV, cosplay, and more. Geeks, assemble!